26-4. And it reads, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Amen. I'm just going to pray for myself right now. Father God, I'm coming to you right now. Thank you and praising you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord God. Thank you and praising you for my life, Lord Jesus. Thank you and praising you, Lord God, for my journey, Lord God. Lord God, I just lift you up on today, Lord God. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Lord God. Your characteristics, Lord God. Your nurturing nature, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Your compassion, Lord Jesus. Lord God, your grace, Lord God, and your mercy, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord God, for everybody in this room, Lord God. Help this word, Lord Jesus. Touch everybody, Lord God, that hears it, Lord Jesus. Lord God, and ultimately, Lord God, we just want you to have the glory at the end of the day, Lord God. We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just wanted to first say that when I first got the task to bring forth a message on today, I almost immediately got afraid. That fear, it kind of shocked me. I was like, how in the world will I come up here after an amazing message on last month and speak a word? So it shocked me, but I had to realize that the word is power in itself. Like, it doesn't matter who it comes from, but the word, it never turns void. Like, it does what it's going to do, no matter who it comes from or who speaks, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, this is going to do what it do. And first, I'm sorry, I wanted to thank God for Pastor's giving honor to my wife for coming up and introducing me. Thank God for my kids and everybody that supports me. But yeah, I was instantaneously shocking with fear, and I wanted to call that thing out. Like, why is this thing gripping me? Like, I know that I'm called to do great things for the Lord, and I've been like prophesied to, I've been spoken to at the altar about it, and just confirmation through people and advice, and I know that I am called to do great things. So it's like when the enemy knows that you have a calling on your life, he tries to drown that thing out. And he tried to drown me with fear of being in front of people. He tried to drown me with my anxiety. He tried to drown me with just anything to keep me away from doing what I'm supposed to do. And I wanted to call, just like when I dropped the April theme, I wanted to call that thing out and say, fear cannot hold me. Like, the feeling of unworthiness cannot hold me. Like, I wanted to be able to stand and say, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Like, without any shame, without any fear. Like, I wanted to do everything you wanted me to do. Like, I just praise God that I'm able to say, the devil is a lie. He is a liar on today. He's a liar when he's a liar forever. He's the king of lies. Like, and so for him to try to get me like that, I just had to turn in prayer. Like, I had to get on my knees for that thing. Like, I had to, like, I really had to toil and wrestle with the Lord about, Lord, take this thing away from me. And I thank God that I'm able to stand here without shaking and without running over my words like I'm usually doing, but I can sit here and say, Lord, I thank you for taking that thing, for dealing with that thing that I had on the inside of me that caused me to shy away from telling the truth about him, about his word, and about the things that he do. Like, it's amazing and it's freeing to stand here in front of y'all and tell about how God has set me free. Like, it's amazing to hear, and I thank God for that. I just put my full trust in him on today. Like, when the song was going on, he was saying, I trust in him in everything. Like, I put my full trust in him in everything. Like, when it comes to finances or, you know, something going on in a marriage or my children or my job, like, I have to say, Lord, I put my trust in everything, Lord. say that, you know, he's Savior. I understand that he saves. But is he Lord in your life? Does he rule in every aspect of your life? And so for me to say, Lord, you are Lord in my life. You are the head. I have to consult you in everything that I do. First, for anything, is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. It says in the word that you should take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, to cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So for me to be in that fear, God didn't give me a spirit of fear. So I was exalting that thing above what he said in his word, what he called me. He called me a king's kid, his word. And that's what my pastor used to say, like, she's a king's kid, and I can attest to that. I'm a king's kid. And so I just thank him for giving me the spirit to just believe in what he says, believe in his word, believe what he's done on the cross. And just believe in the power of his blood. Like, it's crazy how when I was in the world, like, I didn't think of these things. Like, I pushed all that aside. I wasn't hearing God like I needed to. Like, I was deaf to what the things that he was saying. I was blind to the move that he was making in my life. And I thank God that for real, like, recently, in the past, since I met Malika, so for the past 3 years, like, he's just been working, even though I wasn't perfect or I wasn't where I needed to be when I first met her. Like, he was still working in my life in the midst of my sin. Like, that's what the word says. Even when we was yet in our sin, like, he saved us. He died for us. And so I thank God for doing that for me. So I was telling the enemy, like, all that deception has to go, because he loves to deceive you. He loves to cloud your mental. He loves to trip you up. But I told the enemy, like, you have to go. You can't keep using the struggle of overthinking to make me feel as though I'm less than or unworthy. I told him, I said, what God thinks of me is above what I think of myself. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 1, it says that for freedom, Christ set us free. To stand firm on God with God's will for our lives, and not to submit again to a yoke of slavery to sin. So I don't think it was like coincidence or anything that this past weekend I got dipped in the water before I came up here and spoke this word. Like, I died. My old self died. I always died in that water. When I raised back up, I was new. And I believed in that I was new. And I was walking, my feet new, my hands new, eyes new, everything new. And so I thank God for calculating it like that, strategically doing it that way, where before I even came up here, I was dipped in some water before I came up here and talked about redemption. Resurrection, newness of life. Like, that's amazing how he does that. And all throughout my life, he has done that. I think God has, he has spoken, like, through the timeline of my life. Like, even down to dates, like, he's done something. Or, like months that he's done something. Like, the numbers that, because I'm a numbers guy, like, every time the numbers come up, I go back and say, God, what that number mean, and I go read what the number means biblically, like the Hebrew, like, meaning of the number. And so I go back and I read about the numbers and everything. So I'm no longer chained to the things that don't align with God's word. Anything outside of God's intended will is not for me. I know it's simple. how deep in darkness sin can take me. Sin had me relying on weed to bring me peace. My source of peace is God. Sin had me practicing in sexual desires. Sin caused me to have suicidal thoughts and attempts. Sin ruined my relationships. Sin just had me walking in death. I had dead faith and dead works, but God redeemed me. He saved me and he killed me. And I thank him for doing that for me. I praise him for doing that for me. I would never, ever let him go. I think he has given me a spirit of fire, Holy Ghost, fire. He baptized me in that, and I would never, ever go back to what I used to do. How I used to think I tried to submit all those things that's not according to his word, to his feet at the cross. And I'm so glad that he did what he did for me. So like I said, with the numbers, I'm going to go back to 2022 when I was going through some dark times. I was going through baby mama drama and transitioning households, and I was abusing drugs and alcohol, and I had a lack of identity and all of the above. And God is so strategic. He is always working in the background when I didn't even see or feel him moving. So back in 2022, I have this journal. I should have brought it with me, but I had this journal that I wrote in, and it was dated for January the 5th, 2022. And so when I wrote in this journal, I was just writing about how I was feeling, and I was torn and heartbroken for knowing that I was making bad choices and running away from God. I was pondering on all the past failed relationships. I was insecure, and I didn't feel like I had an escape. I needed peace, but I was drowning in confusion from the negative thoughts in my head and telling me nobody will understand. But God did. I craved happiness, and I wanted a healthy relationship with my Lord and Savior. And I asked God for a woman that sees me and would never get tired of me. I wanted to love and be loved, like something I never experienced. I poured myself out on that paper, and I had questions I didn't have answers. God did. I was broken, but God, he listened. He listened to my honesty, and he responded to my humility. I thank him for that. So the number part of this, January is the first month. Feel. One means unity. Five means grace. 15, 185 means new direction. And 22 is child of God. I was a child of God. And so in that moment, I knew God. I didn't know then, but now I know now. When I went back and did all the dates and everything, I know now that he was doing this strategically. Like he was doing all these. He gave me this feeling on the inside where I needed to write what I was feeling on this paper at a specific date, a specific time. So when I go back, I look at it and look at the numbers, because you know I'm a numbers guy, like I said. And I'm gonna go back and connect it all together. Amen. So from that point on, you know, I kind of just forgot about it. Didn't too much pay attention to you know, what I wrote down, I just wrote it and left it. And, you know, how people just write stuff, learn stuff, take it along. I just wrote it and left it in a notebook and put it in the closet somewhere. And I didn't even really pay attention to the things of God up at that point. But, like, I was still doing the things that I wanted to do. So 7 months after that, crazy for 7 months. 7 months after I wrote that note, on August 7th, 2022, I spoke for the first time at this church. Like I started to gain my relationship back with the Lord. Like I made the conscious decision to come back and try to do what I needed to do. And the title of that message was "The Sooner, the Better." I was charged to wake up and acknowledge God. I was reminded that I couldn't run from Him, and that He is closer than I thought He was. I was told to give my anxieties, the pressures of this world, to Him and to surrender to Him. He was being personal with me even when I was in the middle of my sin. Like that first time I came and talked or spoke, I was still in the middle of my sin. When I spoke, I didn't really take God serious. I just thought it was I just said yes, I did the task. That's it. He met me where I was, but I still chose to only give Him part of me. His grace and favor was still covering me. And just like it says in the Word, Psalms 107:1, His steadfast love endures forever. Steadfast means firm and unwavering, so God didn't change even though I was still doing my mess. So I thank God for His goodness. Just because I was in sin, God didn't change the way He loved me. So I thank Him for that. I praise Him for that. So here's the number part again. August is number 8, which means new beginning. 7 means completion. 8 plus 7 is 15. New direction. Same thing. 22. Chapter. So He was still working, even though I didn't know what He was doing. So it's just amazing to me how he literally gave me this today. He gave me this today. He told me to go back and look at the dates. And as I did that, I said, Lord, what in the world? I had to get up and praise God in the house because I was alone. I praised God in the house for showing me and revealing that to me, because Lord, I didn't even know You was doing this on this day, and it added up to this, and this meant that. And He's just so amazing what He does. So I had to leap for joy when I realized what He was doing. Amen. So as time went on, time went on October 15th, 2022, I met my wife. The way we met was orchestrated by God Himself. So I was working, because I work at Auburn State, and I was working at the homecoming, because that was homecoming day, and I wasn't supposed to be that day, because the night before I was participating in irresponsible activities. So I was up all that night. And she wasn't supposed to be there either, because she had to be scheduled for work, but she called out. So it's crazy how that happens. So I was on campus, and I was riding up and down, giving people rides from their cars on my golf cart. And it just so happened that I had a break. Nobody was asking for a ride. So I was just sitting Everybody told her no. Everybody else told her no, but I told her yes. She caught my eye, and I told her to sit in the front with me and tell her other friends to get in the back. And in the midst of the conversation, I heard her friends say her name. And so I took advantage of that. I put that in my pocket. Okay, her name, Malika. So when I got to her car, I said, Malika, can I get your number? She said, how do you know my name? So I heard it from one of your friends. So we exchanged numbers. So she's really a huge part in God's plan to snatch me away from the toxicity in my life. She was part of God's escape route for me. And I'm so thankful for her. And I'm so grateful that God placed her in my life. God was using broken people and broken situations to fulfill his plans. And he knew exactly what we both needed in one another. So October, 10th month. 10 means divine order. 15 is new direction again. 22, child of God. So he was speaking to me. I can't reiterate this enough. Like, he was speaking to me throughout my life, like throughout this timeline. And it just blows my brain. So time went on. Y'all, my testimony. It's how God works. He works in testimonies. So we made our dating official on my birthday of that year. It was rough in the beginning, and we were still practicing the sin. And we was entering a period of distress because of our attachment to the world. We knew things were going to be difficult, but we found a safe space in one another. Our relationship was still not yet Christ-centered, but God was being patient with us. The word says in John 1 that because of Jesus, we have all received grace upon grace. This means that God's grace covers us while we get in our sin. I never wanted to take his grace for granted ever again. So 12, 21, 22, that's my birthday on that year. 12 means divine authority. 21 means distress. 22 means child of God. So when we got in a relationship, that, like I said, we weren't Christ-centered, so we were still in a period of distress and allowing the devil to manipulate us, and we were still following his lead. We wasn't following Christ's lead. We were still drinking and smoking and all of the above, but God's grace was sufficient for us. His grace even showed up through the conception of Mahalia. In the month of May, the 5th month, God being grace. So in that month, he gave Malika a moment, like a grace moment, like made her stop doing what she was doing. So I seen it like that. And even when I proposed to her on November 18th, 2023, God was still keeping us. He knew we had a desire for him, but sin still had a chokehold on us. And I was still struggling with me being my stronghold. I wasn't allowing God to be what I needed and allow weed to take his place and be my idol. But his goodness and mercy and the power of Jesus' blood kept me. He knew I was going to come out of the world and the practice of sin, and I was worthy of death. But God didn't give me what I deserve. So I praise God for that. November is 11 months. 11 means disorder. We were still in our midst. 18 means oppression. I was still in the chokehold. And 23 means death, life, resurrection. So God was still working. Amen. So on January 20th, 2024, I married the love of my life and the woman that I prayed for. In the same month, I cried out to the Lord and asked him to send me help. On January 20th, 2024, we decided to publicly show what God put together. His plan was unfolding before our eyes, and I couldn't imagine being married and in love truly until I met Malika. She's a game changer in my life. And again, one means unity. January, the first one meaning unity. 20 means redemption. So we wasn't in our midst, shacking and doing all that. And 24 means priesthood. Priesthood meaning a duty to God and his people. New beginnings, spiritual rebirth, repentance, love, and worship. Even my children's birthdays have meaning. Like God showed me, revealed all of this to me. Like I said, he's strategic and he's intentional about everything that he does. And so when I look back and look at Mahalia's birthday, February 2nd, 2024, two means double witness for the vision. The number two provides a sense of direction, just like it takes 2 points. Make a line and establish direction. The number two means double witness in a family to know the will of God. So I thank God for Mahalia. Josiah was born on August 4th, 2017. The numbers on his birthday means new beginnings. Number four symbolizes the wilderness. In the book of Numbers, I've got this on the side note. The book of Numbers is the fourth book in the Bible. And the Hebrew name is literally called the wilderness. The number 17 means victory. And he will have the spiritual weaponry to overcome and conquer anything he faces in the wilderness because of his love for God. I pray for that to unfold in his life. Sebastian's birthday. The number 7, 7, 7, 14, July 7, 2014. The number 7 depicted as a weapon in Hebrew. The perfect weapon is the sword of the spirit. The number 14 means deliverance, the release. And I pray that he uses the word of God to fight off any spiritual attack from the enemy. Deliverance is on the other side. God is an intentional God. He places us in time and circumstances exactly where he wants him to get the glory. It's up to us to desire to know his purpose for our lives. And in June 2024, last year, I decided to lay my wants and desires down and pick up what God had for me. I had to make a conscious decision to live for him, no matter what it looks like. I fasted and I prayed for God to deliver me from my addiction to weed because it was stopping me from growing spiritually. And it was causing tension in my household. I was being double-minded and trying to live two separate lives. But I thank God for cleaning me. I thank him for releasing me from being a church boy on Sunday and a weed head throughout the week. And now I'm able to say that he is the source of my everything. And I can't ever go back. And my hope will forever be in Jesus.